Welcome back to another episode of The Drunken Schmucks. It's your boy Frozo.
Sans Chat.
And that's Bubby.
Well, I got a story for you guys before we get this thing kicked off. And it involves me and a good buddy of mine. We take a drive up to North Carolina. It's about an 18-hour drive. And when we get up there, I start having drinks with him and the people that he's staying with, and we just get freaking schmammered, man. I'm talking like I threw up everywhere. But don't worry, I cleaned it up. And
somehow have a lot of misses.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of stories there.
You know, most of the time you don't clean it up.
Wow, I'm glad that, you know, whenever you guys tell a story, we're all fucking quiet. But when I tell a story, everybody's got to fucking chime in. So shut the fuck up and let me finish my story. Thank you. And, you know, I had a plane ride that was going back to Texas and everything. And I missed that one. Why? Because, you know, got too fucking drunk. So the next day, I was like, okay, you know what? We're not going to drink this night, and then I'll make it to my plane. Well, I fucking missed that one, too, because I overslept. So luckily, I got one in the afternoon and everything. And the reason why I mentioned this story is because today we actually have a fourth person on the podcast today, my good buddy Grizz over here. So introduce yourself, guy.
Hey, guys. Grizz here, just got invited out to talk about a bunch of shit and everything. Was excited for it. See what we got going on here. Hopefully I can do, add a little something, maybe a little spice to everything that's going on around here. So we'll see what's happening.
All side comments are open for business.
Okay. just to add on to that, like we've been saying in the past few episodes, we were supposed to have a fourth come in. Well, this is our fourth guy. This is going to be the guy that's going to come in. It's going to be Bubby's replacement, sad face.
I don't care.
Yeah, right. Inside, you're fucking dying. You're like, these fucking assholes got a replacement.
I'm happy that you're out of my house.
What do you mean? We were invited back to your house even though you're gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were like, come on in the house, man. It's okay. I understand. You're
building
a bucket.
This place.
Anyway.
Sorry, we'll buy it. All right.
Anyway, so yeah, so this is our fourth. He's going to be the new member of the podcast. So, yeah, welcome to the Drunken Schmucks. I guess you are now one of the Drunken Schmucks.
All right. Sounds like fun. Not drunk enough yet, though.
You were telling me yesterday that that they were wanting to do the electoral, or the, what is it, the electoral debate after the elections?
Yeah, so that's what I heard. So, no joke. It was like the Democrats were sitting there, because everybody knows Joe Biden is fucking gone. Like,
the dude has fucking dementia.
I mean, I swear they're just waiting for fucking him to get the presidency so he can keel over and they have their first woman president.
Oh, but, what's her name? Kamala?
Yeah, Kamala. Yeah, that's why she's
that sounds like
Kamala.
A Mortal Kombat character.
No.
She's going to jump down and be like, Kamala.
Finish
her. She's going to...
But yeah, so like the Democrats were pushing to basically have like the debate like after when elections were supposed to start.
You know,
so
1 million
way,
people have already voted.
Huh?
1 million people have already voted.
I believe
the
that,
debate.
Dude. I believe
that. Did
they
vote for Harambe or Kanye West?
It's probably neither.
It's probably
it
a douche
sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were trying to do that and everything. Yeah, I swear it was just because of the fact that, like, they want to make sure Joe Biden couldn't go up there and, like, because, I mean, everybody knows he pretty much reads off a teleprompter any time he's speaking, and he fucks that up anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, that dude's definitely got dementia. In fact, I saw a little clip of it, and fucking Trump was just like, I didn't get to watch it, sadly.
I was at work myself.
Yeah.
I was playing Pokemon.
No, did you see the video? did you see the video where he's like, Joe Biden stepping off the plane and fucking waving to everybody?
Yeah.
Guy turns the camera,
there's nobody there.
Like, it is a ghost town. That's it.
It was like someone said, whatever you do, Biden, just get out. All you have to do is look to the left and wave. That's where they're going to be. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And look to the right. And no one was there. Like, just, damn it, Biden, I said the left.
I said,
look towards your people. The left.
The leftist.
My favorite part of all of this is just that Kamala's biting her tongue. Because, like, Kamala was all, like, for the people accusing Joe Biden of, like, sexual misconduct and stuff. And, like, she was like, oh, we need to listen to them. We need to believe the victims and stuff. And he's like, well, how about you be vice president? She's like, okay.
Like, isn't Kamala the one that was, like, for, like, the whole time she was in government and everything, she was Indian. And the moment that she became, like, the candidate for vice president, she automatically started labeling herself as black. Is that right?
No, that's the white
chick. Sounds like Ilhan Omar or fucking AOC.
There's a white chick who's like, oh, no, I'm 1/6 Cherokee.
Oh, man, dude. You're talking about Elizabeth Warren, like, but she's like a nobody now. Like, after she said that, everybody was like...
Was it her or the other one? Cortez. Cortez is definitely...
AOC is so fucking hard.
I don't think
anybody even started to.
Well, I remember people were like, oh, dude, she's hot. And it's like,
she was, honestly. I would have.
Really?
I would tap. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you tap anything with two legs. That's
fucking
much.
False. That is so
pass
false.
At me. Shit.
I don't know. Remember?
So, what are you doing later?
I mean, we're just friends, right? But we could,
you know. Hey, you got 20 bucks.
Hey, man, sometimes you get lonely. And if I say no homo.
Yeah, you're just borrowing.
If we wear boot bands.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Fine.
If you have your boot bands on, it's all good.
It, sixth episode, we figure out what a rim job is.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, come on. We already talked about rim jobs. No homo.
It's, you know, you're just borrowing friction from a stranger. It's not that gay. All right, you know?
Oh, borrowing friction from a stranger.
As long as both of you guys are on top, it's not gay.
But let's just be honest. Fucking
tops go to heaven.
Mr. Dementia Sleepy Joe really makes no sense at all. And I think that one of the biggest things that really made people understand that he doesn't make any sense or show that he doesn't make any sense was the one where he was talking about like, oh, you know, the kids used to run their hands down my leg and they love to see the hairs go back up, so I know what it's like to have kids on my lap. What the fuck did that have to do with anything?
Oh, when Jesus, we become dude. A political podcast.
Yeah,
man,
you know
2020 is just
sense?
A shit show.
Yeah, it is.
For drunks to talk about politics.
You know what doesn't, you know what else doesn't make sense? Oh man, just looking on words. Fucking English words.
English, some English words don't.
Like night and night.
Night, yeah.
Yeah. It's the K. I mean, there's some K. There's words that have K in them, like kinky, that work. But most of the other words, the K is silent. So like you said, night, knife. I mean,
I.
What was the other one we were talking about?
That's
chameleon.
Oh yeah,
chameleon.
Yeah, so
it looks
like
a chameleon.
Everybody like, chameleon.
Yo, bro, you got a chameleon.
No, it's French. It's French, dude. It's chameleon.
Chameleon.
But they decided to make it lame. It's like, nah, it's chameleon. Like, well, why is it a C? Like, it's how do you spell chameleon? What the is it?
C-H? A fucking something.
Why not just a K? Just why do you even have C? Because it's sometimes an S, sometimes a K. Well, you have a K and an S.
I feel like if anything, you could also just take off the H. It would still be chameleon perfectly fine. Because, like, how you have cat, chameleon, cat.
Just get rid of the fucking C. You don't need the C.
Yeah,
we'll
just have a million.
K.
What about a saw?
No,
yeah,
I'm
a million.
Saying, replace it with a K. You fucking dip.
You got, like, I saw something, or you have the saw, the tool. So, like, you know.
Spelt the exact same fucking way.
Or live and live.
Wind and wind.
Read and red.
Read and red.
Fuck, English is stupid. No wonder why I failed.
And yeah, we
English
think
that
is
why all the
English.
Other countries of the world hate us, because everybody else gets along with their languages, and they're like, English, fuck.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, I
isn't Mandarin
grew up
like
learning
the, hardest, though,
learning
to
the
learn?
Language
no,
of English.
It's not, really.
English is my number one language. But I find it so fucking hard to learn other languages.
Because they're backwards to us, like in Spanish and shit. Or
yeah, you put the adjective before the
They even
or
do
or
it in American
noun.
Sign Language, dude. It's like, why do we do it differently? If it's our own language, but in sign language, like, what
the
fuck?
No joke, like, English is, like, world-renowned known as the hardest language to learn because all the fucking, like, adverbs, verbs, and this, same words, can, you know, the same way you fucking spell a word and look at a word can mean, like, four different fucking things, you know, and then, whereas all the other languages, they're pretty much the same format. The only thing about, like, Mandarin is that it has, like, I don't know what 8,000 characters in it, so I mean you can sort of like hit or miss as far as what's going on, but if you're speaking it, like most people just know how to speak it.
Bobby, you were saying something the other day about that.
Oh yeah, there's like a famous I think it's a Mandarin, but there's a famous sentence where it's like it's just mu, like mo 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 back to back to back, but it's how you say it differently. It makes an actual sentence, like the actual sentence is like, oh, the cow, I had to go milk the cow, like something weird like that, but it actually works. But it's how you say it. But if you look at it, like for us, at a piece of paper, it just says mo, 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 mo. But they're saying mao, me, like mao, like using different,
yeah,
mao,
different
mao,
enunciations
yeah, mao,
on the
mo,
word.
Whatever. And I'm just like,
mao, mo.
Moo. Ma.
I fucking hate
this. Oh, it's like fucking, Rick and Morty, I squanch you.
I squanch my family.
Yeah, dude.
Don't say that.
The Smurfs?
Never really watched the Smurfs, actually.
Oh, dude.
My mom was all into it.
Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
And that one slut Smurf with the blonde hair and the white hat.
Oh, dude. Smurfette. Oh, my God. Smurfette. Like, so, she was the biggest Smurf hoe slut on that show.
Well, so, like, the theory is that there's only one alpha female at a time. So whenever the little Smurf, the redhead one, the child, whenever she would grow up to an adult, they would have a fight to death to see her.
But wait.
I would watch that episode, dude.
Smurfette isn't even a Smurf, technically, because the bad guy made Smurfette.
No, that's another one. That's evil Smurfette. He made a whole bunch of black Smurfs.
That's what? So fucked.
Yeah. That is racist as fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Dude, it's funny as hell, because it's like a comic book. It's like, oh, watch out. Eek, they're black. Don't let them bite you.
That is so fucked.
So Smurfs are racist.
Yeah. What did Gargamel want to do? He wanted to get the Smurf berries, or like
no,
eat the
he
Smurfs?
Wanted to take the Smurfs yeah. and chop berries? Their heads off, so that way.
Yeah, he wanted to eat the Smurfs.
Potions and stuff.
Oh, I thought he wanted to eat them.
Well, I don't know,
like,
man.
I just remember he was in Robot Chicken, and he tastes. He's like.
Then he fuck.
And he like threw him away.
Then he do well, like
Robot
a rip
Chicken
off
literally like fucks with anything.
That's true.
I like Robot
and it's
Chicken.
It's great shit.
That stuff's funny.
Oh, who doesn't?
I fucking love
Robot Chicken. I can't
people
believe they just
normal. Normal people
do they have that
like
shit on Hulu? Because I'm probably going to watch that shit.
No, I don't think it's on Hulu.
Damn, that would.
They got rid of South Park, too, off of Hulu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they're doing it exclusive HBO. Whatever.
Oh, that's so gay.
Yeah, it's
okay, so I'm not going to lie. Remember how we were talking about Lovecraft Country or whatever?
Yeah.
So I was looking into that, and it actually is accurate to the book Lovecraft Country. Because apparently he had also made a book called Lovecraft Country, and that's exactly what was happening in the book.
I don't believe.
I literally watched a bunch of reviews on it. I started watching reviews over every episode too, and I was like, "Damn, this is not that bad."
So
it got really interesting.
No,
the weirdest thing was like the main character was in the Korean War, and he was like in love with this Korean demon fox lady, and like tails come out of every fucking hole and go into the guy that she's mating with, and like literally just.
So it's like
fucking makes him burst into blood.
It's
disgusting
like
as fuck.
That,
except
really
the chick
gross.
Has like fucking teeth in her vagina, and she like
that's a horror movie.
Oh my god,
that's
so
what
gross.
Was
that is actually a real thing that girls can get, but it's not that extreme.
But it's a genetic
disorder.
It's not that.
They'll pop a tooth. Like
rather
no.
Not
it's just like
your brother's dick in that movie.
What?
Yeah, in that movie. Like
are they into incest?
Yeah. Yeah, so
she's like purposely like, oh no, stepbro, help me.
No, her brother's the one that was trying to, like, when they were kids, he was like trying to like finger her, and he got bit, and that's how they found out that she has teeth in her vagina.
That's
and then later on, she's like, later on in the movie, after she's killed like a couple men by eating her dicks, she's like, hey brother, let's do this. He's like, yes, finally, and then he gets his dick eaten, and he dies.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about A, incest, B, teeth and vaginas, and C, y'all are all fucked up. Why are y'all watching fucked up movies?
I
was going to talk about fucking Disney and, you know, like live action movies, and y'all just went way fucking
Look, we're showing
here.
You the world for what it is.
Yeah. Oh, what? Did I jump on a magic carpet ride and just get fucked? Is that what happened here?
You never know.
It worked for
she
Aladdin.
Probably did. Yeah, right.
Let's just say Aladdin's
I'm pretty sure back in that time, if a female met a guy
up.
With a flying fucking carpet, that's like her saying, like,
dude, that's like the
that girl
of
definitely
the
wants to get hit because you know that bitch is that he probably thinks that guy's rich.
I'm just saying that's the
magic.
Ferrari of the day.
Yeah.
No
on,
joke.
He's
like,
getting everything.
He's
yeah,
like,
right. The Ferrari of the day.
Everybody else is riding camels and riding in like these
but
little
this
carts
guy's
of shit.
Got
walking.
A carpet.
This dude has a motherfucking floating ass carpet.
That's not a Ferrari. That's the Elon Musk fucking hover car. Let's be real here. Like that's insane.
Beyond the Tesla truck. The magic carpet.
What
it was
it?
Way
Aladdin's
ahead of
idea
time.
Was like, oh, I'm in love with this chick, but I think she's really stupid. So dress me up as a prince, and I just want her to suck my dick. Like, no love, just suck my dick. I think she's really
no,
stupid.
No, I think it was that she only wanted
carpet,
to go
like
for fucking kings
rose.
And shit
no,
like
no,
that.
No, what it was is the law stated that
you had
she
be,
could only marry a prince. So he,
but it's revealed
he,
later
like,
on
huh?
that he's the king of the thieves or whatever later on, right?
Yeah, that's like the second movie.
I thought that was Alibaba, not Aladdin.
No,
Alibaba is the king of
yeah,
thieves,
he's,
but then in the Aladdin series, they like throw the two together and all.
Do you guys remember the Disney porn vault?
You know that shit's actually canon?
Yeah, the Disney porn vault. It's insane. It's the actual artists who made those movies and shit. They, you know, as people do, they're like, I want to see what it looks like naked or sucking a dick or something. Them fucking. And yeah, it's hidden inside Disney, a locked vault with Walt Disney's head.
That's fucking
no, he's just locked away with all his porn.
Yeah,
that's awesome in a way.
It's just his head. Yeah, no, but like it's Futurama.
No, it's pretty awesome.
Speaking
honestly.
Of Aladdin and shit and all this other stuff, dude, how fucked was this fucking live action shit?
Oh my god! Did like, you guys see the live action?
I kind of get.
Okay,
I honestly
because like Will Smith, like okay, if anybody was gonna replace Robin Williams as fucking you know the genie, Will Smith would be my choice because he has like that little flair that Robin Williams does. You know, I think he could have done. You know, like Mr. Aladdin, please song. You know, what's your wish and all. I think he could have nailed it.
Oh, never had a friend like me.
Yeah, you never had a friend like me. That's a song. Like, I think he could have nailed that song just the way you know he is. But dude, that fucking sucks so bad. They didn't go by the storyline really at all, and then they fucking like threw all in that fucking random ass shit, and then they made you know Friend Like Me into a rap, which I mean it's cool. That's you know that's Will Smith's thing. He was a rapper beforehand, but dude, like. Come on, like
his biggest hit was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would agree to like I would say Men in Black was probably
I'm talking about songs.
Oh, songs.
No, I mean he was actually a big rapper fucking back in the day before Fresh Prince.
I would agree with you that Will Ferrell back in the Will Smith.
Okay, yeah, wait. If you're gonna go by his actual greatest fucking time on TV, it was definitely Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would say
that
like,
was
all
amazing.
Time. Early Dude, 90s, the moment, Will Smith.
Okay, greatest.
Totally.
Him and Uncle Phil, when he's like, you know, talking about his fucking dad and everything, you know that was a legitimate scene.
Yeah.
That was Will Smith 100%. That was not acted or anything. Like, that was a real moment in fucking life for him. And
all
they
know
put that out there.
I don't have a dad, and my grandmother showed me that.
Wow.
I'd be like, thanks, Grandma. Thanks.
Oh, well, yeah.
She'd be like, just wanted to let you know what you're missing.
Yeah. Hey, if he's successful, you could be successful. I'm like, all right, thanks, Grandma.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But, I mean, it's not awesome, but it's hilarious.
What's fucked
where
up is, what's fucked up is my dad is her son. So, like, she... I had no contact with that dude for, like, 8 years or something.
Sounds like Beauty and the Beast. She got locked up in a fucking castle fucking ever.
This is where alcohol meets depression.
Wow, that went dark fast.
Y'all went dark fast. Talk about vaginas, get dicks bit off.
That's called dark humor.
That's no humor about it. I don't know about you, but I don't think it's funny when a dick gets chopped off.
Yeah, I mean.
But, God, Aladdin was just a shit show. I think they should have just, like, most of those
okay,
live action
honestly,
movies.
I think, I gave up on live-action movies when I saw the Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh my god!
After that, I was like, you know what? There's no hope for live-action. No. This can't happen.
You know what was a good video game movie? I'm like, no shit posting. I'm being 100% obvious.
Movie.
You better not say Resident Evil.
No, I was going to say, I'm saying Sonic. I'm not even a Sonic fan.
I haven't even watched it.
I heard that actually, was pretty good. I haven't watched it. Like
man.
I said, I gave up on live-action.
I don't like Sonic. Tell me if it was true. I heard that when they first
gave up when it started.
Like, literally everybody who had ever played Sonic or seen the fucking old TV series of Sonic and everything was in a fucking riot the way they fucking like animated fucking Sonic.
So yes, it
and
looks
so
like a
they
monster.
Went back
and they
and redid it. Yeah,
like the real shit. Was it accurate?
That is true.
So it was a good.
It was
movie?
Like they literally came
movie?
Out
okay,
and instead
cool.
He had like autism or something. He was just like, I'm Sonic.
I know. Well, they actually referenced Sonic and
Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
It's you got to go down
I'm
the
Sonic
rabbit
Sonic
hole. I'm not a big Sonic fan. I just like laughing at them.
Oh, okay. So he goes down the rabbit hole. To
you got to know enough. You got to know enough to like make fun of them, you know. So it hurts. It's like personal attacks. You got to know more about the person to make fun of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And show them up. That
so it was pretty good.
I liked it honestly. It was.
I mean, Jim Carrey is fucking. You know,
Jim Carrey's always been a good actor.
Back to
I've never seen a bad
Ace
actor.
Ventura.
I'm so
he's
lost.
Back to that kind of character.
Dude. Okay.
And,
now I've got to go watch it.
And I don't like Sonic at all. I was vibing with it.
A live action movie I want to see is Atlantis with those characters that.
Oh, the actors.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay,
about
what's the dude from fucking. He plays in.
James Franco.
James Franco?
James Franco
has to be Milo, dude. Put some fucking glasses on him. give him a little fucking white shirt with fucking suspenders and shit.
I thought Anna Lee Jolie, like, after seeing her in blonde hair and shit, like, I think she could do the...
Oh, yeah, the Russian bitch? Absolutely. And then what's the dude from Avatar who plays the major with, like, the fucking scars on
the
his
dude,
hair?
Same dude, if I'm not mistaken, also plays as, fuck was his name? I like how this part, like, it's waiting.
20 questions.
What's that guy? Hey, let's get this part anyway. I forgot what part. I forgot
what
whatever
were you talking
movie
about?
Is
the fucking...
the one major dude. That
Danny
I was, like,
DeVito.
Trying to remember the dude's
Danny
name. But
DeVito
Danny DeVito,
being the
yeah.
mole, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, dude, it has to be. And then fucking Terry Crews is fucking the Black Doctor.
I would give all of my money.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Since when did Disney ever listen to its audience?
Yeah, look
Never.
At Star Wars.
Well, look at Star Wars.
Actually, they're retconning the whole new, like, the new three movies. They're retconning it. It's different universes. So we're going to have a new Star Wars universe.
Oh, yeah, because they know they fucked up. And they're like, we can't take it back.
Yeah, Disney didn't even listen to the fucking, like, audience when it came to Star Wars. Because they literally went and took, like... all the books of stars. I'm talking about, like, all
the
different storylines and shit.
Expanded
and they fucking cut them all out.
Oh, yeah, no, trust me. One of the directors was saying something about, like, oh, well, we didn't have enough lore or any stories to go off
of. Oh, dude,
you
can fucking...
She literally was saying shit like that. And it was like, dude, you could, even if you didn't have the lore, look at your comments when it comes to, like, trailers and shit.
Between the
I guarantee you, your fucking fans are going to give you a better story than what the fuck you wrote up.
Between the comments. Dude, I remember being, like, second grade elementary and going to the fucking library and pulling out books of a totally different storyline of fucking Star Wars, dude. It's about like two kids
I don't
and
care
fucking,
what
like,
anybody's...
uncle that was roaming around.
Do you remember
the
zombie virus on the Star Destroyer?
I remember another one. These two kids and somehow they find I think they find like a fucking lightsaber, and I swear to God, I don't remember. I didn't, you know, like I said, this was fucking like 20 years ago, so it's been a long time.
He's old.
But I remember them like finding a lightsaber and everything. I'll almost swear on it that the only reason why fucking, you know, freaking Anakin and fucking Luke's original fucking blue lightsaber showed up fucking later in the movies because these fucking kids.
Yeah, but no.
But no, they like find it. Anyway, they're on this fucking planet, like planets like devoid of life and everything. It's because the Imperialists and everything were using it as a fucking test, and there's like this fucking disease that they had created that will turn you into a monster. And there was another one where it was like zombies and everything. They would bury you alive, and then like certain like worms would come in and like eat you and turn you into like an undead or some shit. Like dude,
they went pretty balls out. There was even space ghost, like horrifying space ghost. Like you'll just be going in light drive or hyper, whatever they call it,
space jump,
and then Anakin with like a severed body limbs is just like, hey.
No, it's like a horrifying, like,
even in the way they came out and everything, I think it's like, what, the fourth one that they came out with when they first introduced Anakin?
Yeah, when it went pod racing.
He's even talking about like, are you an angel?
Eddie!
Right? He's like, some of the guys who go to the outer rings and everything talk about like, you know, the angels in space and everything. So I mean, space goes absolutely.
Oh, they're horrifying too. They're like eldritch abominations that just kill everything. It's bad. And then they make more space ghosts from the people they kill. So it's like space ghosts going coast to coast. Do you guys remember that cartoon?
You know who didn't become a ghost though? Mace Windu.
Because he's still alive.
Yeah.
George Lucas confirmed, because Mace Windu was like,
Samuel
I like how Samuel Jackson is not the director. He's just a fucking character. And he's just, you know what? I think you should change the script, motherfucker. Because I still
want to
live.
No, he was like, I just want to be alive still. And George was like, okay, if you still want to be in the continuity.
Yeah,
like,
here's a little
he's like, you're never going to be back into stories, but at least you're still alive.
Mace Windu's fucking lightsaber and shit, right?
Was his choice.
It was his choice of purple and everything, but also...
It's a combination of red and blue, because he's the middle of the actual balance.
Yeah, on the fucking lightsaber, there's an inscription that says motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, no.
So
joke.
He got his hilt customized,
no
so
joke.
It says motherfucker on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He should not have been that character. He should have been, like, Samuel Jackson should have been anyone else, honestly.
I just wish he used
motherfucker a few times.
I
swear, he plays, like, the greatest Mace Windu.
I wish he used motherfucker a few times. Just, like, in the one scene where he was, like,
So, do
he's, like... We grant you the position of Jedi Master, but we do not grant you the ranking title of Jedi Master, motherfucker.
Anakin's just like, we do not grant you the title of Master. He's like, what? It's like, this is unheard of. Like, there's never been, you know,
did I stutter, motherfucker?
He's like, what, motherfucker? Like,
So, Anakin would be like, this is not fair. Say not fair one more time. One motherfucking time.
So do you know
I'm double dog day. Motherfucker, no, I triple dog day.
Yoda has to be like giving him some advice or some shit and everything. Be like, what, motherfucker? Like straight to Yoda. Like, fucking power move.
Do you know why Mace Windu and Lando Calrissian, what was his name?
Lando Castilian or whatever?
Lando, yeah. Mace Windu and like any other black character that they've had. The reasons why they have them in the movies is because they're like, oh, what's our lowest demographic to watch these movies? Black people. Okay.
It sounds like Daniel.
Let's throw some black people in there.
Sounds like what?
It doesn't really fucking matter, dude. This is like the one time we're gonna say it. Nobody's gonna care. Nobody's gonna know who this guy is. Nobody even knows who we are.
Mm-hmm. The music is nice, though.
What's up?
It is nice.
I think it was used for my little
our manager stuff. And like how what he said when he was hiring me was like, oh, we need more diversity. It was like, what?
Oh yeah, oh my gosh, man. Like I was getting this guy a job where I work, and then like my manager was giving me shit about it. He's like, I don't know if we're gonna hire him or not. It's like and I was like, why? What's the problem? Like, can't you at least give him an interview? And he's like, listen, man, we need more diversity up here.
What's this?
And like I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck, man? That's like telling me that I only have white friends or some shit. You know what I mean?
I mean...
Bro, is he white? Look at him.
That's pretty good.
I mean, he's kind of less than white. He was
are you white? Like look at you.
As long as it has no CBD, yeah, you can still got that pistol.
How are you talking? Okay.
I can pass as white.
The only other white person here is Grizz.
I need to take a piss.
All right, quick intermission. And we're back. So,
I took a piss over your railing.
Yeah, me too. We're outside. It's a beautiful night with a full moon.
Some good, nice stars and all.
The three that we can see.
There's like a whole bunch.
No, yeah. You can see more than three.
You just gotta take acid.
I'm blind.
Or shrooms.
Are you saying that you've had acid before?
No.
We don't advise it, but if you have the chance, I wouldn't deny it.
I want to do peyote. Can't you get your people's connections?
Well, peyote was like pioneered by a white dude, right?
Really?
Yeah, there's some people over at my work that have like literal lineage to the dude that like pioneered peyote for everybody.
Can they get the recipe?
I don't know.
It's just a fucking plant. You know, it's like a little ball plant.
I don't know where you get these fucking plants. This is
mainly
your trade.
It's a cactus plant, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a cactus plant.
So what desert do we need to go
to? So we're talking about Avatar shit here,
I don't fucking know. I don't study that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm convinced that Sokka
it's the cactus
and Avatar...
juice, guys!
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Sokka and Avatar The Last Airbender had peyote. That's what that shit was. It had to be.
When you were saying soccer, I thought you were trying to say soccer, but with like an English
soccer.
You cheeky soccer.
This dude playing soccer, and he had a pipe full of peyote.
If I was going to say it in an English accent, I'd call it football, because that's football? What they call soccer.
Oi, yeah. You have a problem with the other parts of the English community?
Listen here, you Irish mutt.
Whoa.
Start a bar fight, I dare you.
No, dude, I'll tell you what, though. Fucking the British... Like, British Royal Marines, ooh, man, they're some crazy motherfuckers. Holy shit.
Do they sound like the dude from Get Him to the Greek? Oi, mate, get it up. It's not recreational. It's not meant to be a hobby.
No. Why did you do this
to me? The Aussies.
Out of love. Dude, I'm basically your guardian angel.
You sound like you're from London.
I got a quick story, okay?
Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
So I was in Hawaii at the time. All right.
Well,
and I was sitting there, and...
what does this have to do with the British Royal Guard?
No, this is talking about the Aussies, okay?
This is the British
Royal
Guard.
So I was sitting there and I was fucking doing my duty and everything else. We were fucking sitting on a beach, fucking, we were waiting for some ships to come in, unload them and all, and we were playing some cars and all. Next thing I know, this smoking hot girl comes in. I mean, she's like a solid, like 5 foot fucking 10, short red hair and everything.
Is she a 5 or a 10, mate? You didn't clear that up.
No, she's 5 foot
five foot ten, and she is a 10.
I couldn't decide if it was a 5
she's
or
in her
10.
Uniform and everything.
But she
walks in and everything, and I'm like, oh,
like literally,
I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, who the fuck is this? I don't recognize the fucking uniform and everything. And next, you know, in like the most perfect British accent, like Aussie British accent I've ever fucking heard, she's like, does anybody know where I can get a car? And I'm just like, yes, ma'am, I know exactly where you can get a car. Fuck it, first words, I'm popped up. Absolutely, dude. Okay, I got this.
I got you. But yeah. It'll take one
I had no
deal
fucking
head.
Idea how to get a fucking car, but I promise you, dude, like,
Did you get a number at least?
Yes, I did actually.
No, you guys problem.
Still talking? Huh? Over there, no, we're not still talking. It was more like a fuck around a little bit. Fucking, she went back to Australia. But I'm telling you, you ever want to meet some hot women, go to the Australian Army. And the Aussies themselves are fucking great. I'll sit
if you
want
to meet hot women, just go to London.
I'd rather go to Australia.
I'm just kind of thinking, like, when you think about it, like, you just made me start thinking about Ozzy. Do you think he ever references songs? Like, when he's, like, before his kids grew up and shit, when they were getting in the car, do you think he's just, like, taking them to school and was like, all aboard!
Dude,
you fucking idiot. Like, if he's that old where he's wearing a diaper, do you think he's just running, like, laying around the house just, Sharon! I put my diaper!
No, they got divorced. He can't do that anymore.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. What is that, like, trademarked now? He can't deal Sharon?
Talking about Ozzy Osbourne and everything, have you seen
that's
it?
What she took from him after they got divorced? You can't say my name like that!
No. Okay, so talking about Ozzy Osbourne, have you seen, like, one of the new music videos he puts out?
No.
He had Jason Momoa play him. And it's fucking legit.
That's
like,
actually cool.
Dude,
I like
yeah,
that.
I know. So, like, it starts out fucking
like
Jason
a big,
Momoa.
Big buff beard like, fucking, like, who's yeah, Aussie. Well, the dude that played his Aquaman.
Aquaman. Oh, that fag. Okay.
The dude that had this actually really hilarious fucking commercial during the
oh,
Super Bowl where
he
took off his muscles.
He's so fucking right in himself. Like, I mean.
Yeah, just, that dude's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I just remember when Girl Scouts, like, tried to use his name to sell those Momoa cookies or whatever.
Would you like some Jason Momoa cookies? Ew, what the fuck do you do to it?
They taste like water.
Are they salty?
This tastes like a soggy tuna.
It's flavored
is that
by
what Jason Momoa would taste like?
No, no, he tastes
have
like
have you seen
real...
the Aquaman lately?
It's real, it's authentic semen.
That's S-E-A, not S-E-M.
Sure.
Yeah, we're gonna do this. Sure. For PG-13 reasons, yes.
I fucking hate PG-13 movies. Like, there's a lot of PG-13 movies that should be, like, rated R, and they'll just be 10 times better. And it's not like they haven't proven that rated R movies can't work, like Deadpool.
True.
So I don't know why, you know, they're just like, we don't
Didn't
want...
Deadpool make, like, number one on the rated R list? Or, like,
yeah.
It was fucking close?
They made a stupid amount of money.
Yeah,
I also know that Disney also sold... Or bought the rights to Deadpool.
Oh, dude, we're fucked.
And the director was like, look, I gave you two fucking golden movies. Do not fuck me over in this shit.
I mean, they tried fucking over the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah, they fucked over fucking Star Wars.
Who was that?
It ruined my
dreams. Well, that was because of the chick. The Star Wars is a different
Here's my question. So everybody knows in Deadpool, he fucking basically marries a prostitute, right?
She's not, though. She's death.
No, he has multiple girlfriends throughout the whole comic book franchise.
Yeah, just the comic book franchise.
But I've always wondered this. When you buy
he
a
must
prostitute...
must have been a Marine.
Huh?
He must have been a Marine.
Oh, yeah. When you buy a prostitute, are you buying a prostitute or are you buying her time?
You are buying her.
No, you're...
You're purchasing her time.
Are you purchasing her time?
No, you're buying her.
So is it
you are not buying her?
You're buying her because, like, when she...
No,
when
you're
you buy
for
her
time.
No, hold on, because when you buy her for the time... She's letting you do whatever you want to her, so
but
she is yours.
No.
You, she is literally your property
for
that.
To me, it's like
time.
Buying a gallon
that
of milk.
That is not right.
That's
no,
right.
It's like buying something and purchasing something are completely different.
No, think about it this. It's like buying it with a receipt, but you just don't get your money back.
No, so to me, it's like buying a gallon
you're paying
of milk,
with,
right?
You're paying with cash.
Yeah.
Buying means that you get to take that shit home, and nobody can say shit about it. If you take a prostitute home, she's probably going to kick
like
and scream.
It's like getting a rental car. You only have it for a lot of time. You're buying it for
no,
that
no,
time.
Look,
you're
like purchasing
but
a gallon of milk.
Purchasing.
I'm telling you, look, it's like
it's
buying,
buying
a gallon
her.
Of milk. So you buy a gallon of milk, right? You get the jug and the milk.
Wait,
you
what
have
are we
two
debating
options.
Here? Are we debating buying a paying or like what?
It's yeah, buying
is it
and
buying
purchasing.
Or is it basically loaning?
Yeah.
It's not a loan. Okay, so buying is to...
technically loaning because you're giving her back. They're loaning a prostitute to you, then you give it back.
So it's a rental.
And then you're giving
in
them...
a way, but
so
it's also buying because you're buying
it's
her
rental.
Body
so
for the hour.
So then that's
hours.
Purchase.
You're buying
that's
her
purchase,
body.
Yeah,
you're buying
purchase,
her.
Yeah.
Buying
I'm
her
confused.
Body. Buying her.
It's like buying a gallon of milk. So you buy a gallon of milk, right? You put it in your fridge. You have two options. You either drink the fucking milk and then it's gone and you fucking you move on and you get another gallon of milk. Or it fucking spoils and you throw it away and it's gone anyway.
Exactly. So you bought the milk. You bought her. for that time. But now that she's used up, you move on to the next prostitute. There you go.
That's not how that works, because buying something is obtaining an object. Well, then you tell that
to the milk. You tell that to the milk. You tell that to the milk.
Objectifying this woman in her certain object.
Why not? I mean, at this point. But hey, you know what?
But you're technically still buying
on that front.
No, no, you're not telling me the time of the milk. You're not like.
You pay for the milk.
There's like two different arguments.
Yeah, that's like going to the gas station and saying, like, how long can I have this milk?
I don't get what's going on.
Yes, exactly. So you go to the gas station, you buy a gallon of milk, right?
They're saying that buying and purchasing are the same thing.
Well, first off, I'm not going to a gas station for milk.
I don't know, dude. Like,
we already failed at English. Why are we trying?
I'll probably get a little carton of milk.
Why are we going to a gas station with some promised land milk?
Yeah, why are you guys debating English again?
Why are we debating English again?
Debating
English.
What?
You're just debating English again.
Are we debating English?
Well, you're saying you're talking about buying.
I'm talking about
purchasing.
Whether,
it's
like,
still English.
No, I'm saying you're either buying or you're loaning.
Or are you buying her time? I think you're buying her time.
I think you're buying her.
No, because if you buy her, she stays with you forever. If you buy her time, then it's within an allotted amount of time.
No, because if you buy milk, you're not keeping that milk forever.
You can pay for your time,
you can keep that milk forever.
Yeah,
it's
guess what? You
can
keep
decision.
That prostitute forever,
okay,
too. You
okay,
just got to keep
okay,
the money
okay,
into
let me put it
in.
You just
got to
pay
it's like a meter. You just got to keep the money into it.
You jam the money into the prostitute.
You get paid for your time, right? So you work a certain amount of hours between this hours and this hours, and they're going to pay you for your time that you are there from there. Regardless of really
would
what happens, because, I mean, if you don't do a good job, you get fired.
Yeah, but, like,
when
they're buying my
time. The time that you're in there, so they're buying your time.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They're expecting you to do certain things, but they're still paying
expecting,
for your
time. Expecting, but doesn't mean I have to. But
exactly.
Buying the body, which is her,
you
means you can do whatever you want to the body.
Yeah.
So,
would
you buy her?
Notes from the white bag. Buying a body is not buying a person, because I thought that
oh my
people,
God, no, but when you buy
thought,
a prostitute,
wait, hold on,
you are buying the body.
Hold on. Buying a person's body is not the same as buying that person, because that's all mental.
Yeah. No, because
and so
okay,
now you're frowned upon
unless you're a doctor and it's called a cadaver. I just want to
say on top of all this that if you're like, oh, this is a bad topic to talk about, but in reality, prostitution was actually highly looked upon.
Okay, I don't know who's
I
mean, thinking this
is
a bad
oldest,
topic. Okay. We already talked about dicks going in teeth.
Yeah,
like come on,
that's
fucking. We literally our last fucking episode.
Chris.
Would you rather see your significant other get mandingoed or fucking like?
That's brutal. But the only thing I've gathered,
it was great. You should have been there.
Oh man, it was
the Amigo
awesome.
Party. Sorry,
okay,
real quick.
Since Grizz is on this, we're gonna ask him this question. Would you rather see your other half in a porno or your parents in a porno?
It's a Mandingo party.
But the
it's
parents aren't in the party. Same porno.
Yeah, it's
your
separate
mom
pornos.
Is in one porno and your dad's in another.
And your girlfriend's, your significant other's being run a train by Mandingos.
Yeah. Think of that one little picture.
Oh, significant other. I'm sorry. I could not deal with my parents and everything. And I mean,
so you'd be fine with your significant other, like, watching her?
Well, I'm kind of like, what's the fucking term?
Cuck?
Oh, you fucking cuck.
Oh, yeah. That was black.
No, not that. It's more of like, you know, if I have a lover, you know, I'm going to love her for more of her, like, her mind and her soul and everything.
You can't love that pussy anymore.
The body's a plus.
Well, it depends how many, like, how long ago
it was. Don't get me wrong. Sex is amazing.
It's not going to feel amazing after that.
That's not what makes a fucking relationship, though. It's about whether you get along, like, mentally and, like, on a spiritual level rather than it is fucking, like, on a physical level. Because anybody can make sex great if you know what you're fucking doing.
All
right?
All I'm saying is, I'm going to give my same answer. I'd rather my significant other so I can watch a video and then be like, was she faking in bed or not?
Yeah, there's the other thing, too. Or you can tell, yeah, if she's faking bed or not. But now here's the question. Is she faking with Mandingos or is she faking you?
Oh, fuck.
Now you're in a paradox.
Well, see,
you don't know.
If she's faking with the Mandingos, that means she's got to be faking with you because she's taking multiple dicks. Like,
I don't know. Because,
of different sizes. She's got to try the whole spectrum.
It's a whole chocolate factory.
She'd be sitting there in bed being like, 8 inches is not this big.
So, from this argument, I can gather, like, oh, he actually has good moral character. Grizz does. But from the last argument, all I gather from Frozo is you endorse human trafficking.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Prostitution is the oldest profession other than your mortuary.
Wait, how did we? Who,
on this one.
When did I say like we should like start a fucking group that takes fucking girls or fucking guys and starts?
Or both.
Here you go, man. Fuck this thing, give me 20,000.
What are you, a pimp?
I just said who's doing that. I'm not saying I'm doing it.
From your points and stuff, it sounds like you've supported human trafficking.
How? All I said was you're buying the time. I'm saying you're buying the body.
You said you're buying the body.
Yeah, you're buying
the body. That's not supporting trafficking. Hold on. Wait. Time out. We're going to put a pause. First off, it's buying the body, not buying the time. Hold on. We'll get back to that. Secondly, how does that have to do with me saying I support it?
You just did.
Yeah, you just did.
How? How though? Because if I say no, it'd be be more of buying the body than the time. That's not me saying.
How you were saying. Yeah. How you were like saying it made it sound like, oh, I'm just buying an object.
Man,
I'm buying the
body.
Yeah, because I'm giving you an example.
I'm gonna stuff it with money.
You just all gave an example, so technically you're supporting it too. Then.
No.
Yeah, because you're saying no, because I'm buying your time. So technically, you're buying the time of the sex trafficking.
I'm sorry, but I do support willful prostitution because
prospecting.
Yeah. No, because they do have that in Nevada. Like, no joke.
This is the guy that drives trucks.
They do have that in Nevada. There are brothels in Nevada. It's like for real. It's like fucking like 30 miles outside of fucking Las Vegas.
Wow.
How long ago did that happen?
Huh? That's been around for a while.
Really?
No joke. They're legitimate.
I
knew
strip clubs gave like happy endings. They're legitimate brothels
in Nevada, and all the women there are willingly selling their bodies.
It's fine. It's not legal. Is it illegal or?
It's
like,
perfectly legal.
I still want to know when to do it, man. I'm scared of like getting some permanent luggage.
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, so now I would go to Nevada and buy a prostitute just because of the fact that like they have a system. Like you have to be fucking tested all the fucking time. They have to do this. And I actually this was on a fucking TV show. No joke. I learned this on a fucking TV show. Whatever TV show it was, I don't fucking remember. But it was on TV.
Very incredible.
Yeah, no, and like the women were sitting there fucking like giving them, like, first chance counts. It's like, yeah, so you know, client comes in and like one of them they have set prices, the other one is like negotiating. So like you sit there and you talk. It's like, okay, well, you know, I want these sorts of things and everything. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you can do it for this price. It's like, well, can you go for this price? And you go back and forth, but they're like tested all the fucking time. You know, they got
the.
Girls
are tested or the guys?
The girls.
Okay.
And you have to be tested as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's like a fucking full-on system. So I support.
Jabba no bada.
I support willing prostitution, not the sex trafficking stuff. Willing prostitution, because I mean honestly, it's the oldest profession. Okay. It's their body to do with what they want to and everything. I mean, guys sell their bodies for a lot of fucking things.
Monkeys do that. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, shit. I can go to fucking down to a clinic and fucking. In a fucking cup and sell that to somebody and they can have a fucking baby.
I don't think anyone wants, like, you know.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought brothels were like
illegal as shit.
Not there anymore. Almost as bad as like Blockbuster not being there.
They're all around the world. Like, go to
Hey, there's still one Blockbuster.
Don't ask me how
I would like to know where that nostalgia store is because I want to see it.
It's in Oregon, unfortunately.
Oh my god.
But it's an Airbnb. So you can rent out the whole
You can rent out a whole Blockbuster.
Yeah, you rent out the whole
fucking
thing.
There is literally a fucking cruise that you can go and pay for. I think it was like $5,000 to $10,000. That literally all it is a fucking sex cruise.
I'd rather do the Blockbuster.
Yeah, I know. That's dope.
They literally fucking cruise you over to a fucking island. And there's all these people, and there's a bunch of fucking girls, and you can like you get one in the beginning, and like you can sit there and be like talking to. It's like, dude, I fucking love your chick. He's like, I love your chick. He's like, well, let's fucking swap.
Not gonna lie, I'm feeling like Grizz was a part of that weird ass pedophilia prostitution shit on that island that everybody's been.
Oh, the
FC island.
That's why it was so cheap. It was only
no, sir, no, thank you. No,
that's why the women didn't talk back. They didn't know how to speak.
They were too young.
No, wow.
They were too young.
Yeah. No. This ain't no.
That's why you
can
carry one.
Like, oh, yeah, fucking. You know, 13-year-old fucking cousin. I'm all bad. Woo! Yeah, no. I ain't about that shit.
I mean,
thank you.
At first, I thought 10 grand was a steep price, but, like, for something
present.
That you can carry and it's portable.
You said something about a ship and an island.
The women didn't talk back. You could switch them if you wanted to. You can carry it. You get one, you get to get on the ship.
You ordered a pizza, you asked for pepperonis.
See, the Epstein case is a plane, not a boat, so it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a point there. That's about.
Going back to the Blockbuster thing, man, that thing, I haven't seen any of those, and the fact that there's one in Oregon is fucking awesome.
But it's an Airbnb, so you can rent out the whole store for, like, the whole night and just watch movies and do whatever.
Do you have to, like return the movies and the little slot thing that they have?
If you want to, I guess.
I would do it just for the nostalgia.
It's like a legitimate Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's a legitimate Blockbuster. It's the only one left.
I have not been, dude.
They have to be making money. I'd go there. Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Like, I think it's pretty cheap too. I think it's like 800 or 2 grand a night. Something like
how
that.
How the fuck is that cheap? Oh, yeah, I think it's pretty cheap. It's only like 2 grand, dude.
Because I'm fucking
I was thinking
you
were going to say like 60 bucks a night. I was about to say, wow, okay. Like, I'm kind of down. This dude said, yeah, it's cheap, man. So 2 grand. Frozen. No, I understand.
If you get a group of 10 people to rent out a whole Blockbuster, that's, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Now we know the difference between y'all's, like, you know, yearly pay.
Well, my mind is like, if I go there, I'm not gonna do it by myself. I'm thinking as a group of people. So if you go with like 20 people, that's like maybe $1,500 a person or something, at the most.
20 people.
Oh, dude, you know it's another store.
Dude, it's like midnight. I'm not good at math right now. I've been playing Pokemon all day.
You know, it's something like Blockbuster. I also have not seen in a while. That Hollywood. It was like Blockbuster, but it was like Hollywood something.
Oh, they still have one in downtown.
You're fucking lying.
No, because that's where I go for to get my movies. And they have like everything. They have like...
Oh, this is great.
You know what had everything back in the day? Like, fucking the place to go? Motherfucking Circuit City.
I've never been.
I've never heard of Circuit City.
Wasn't Circuit City basically like a fucking Best Buy, though?
It was better than Best Buy.
Okay, so it was like a Best Buy.
Kind of, but way better. Okay, so Best Buy is like a store, and you have like a few different options and everything. Like, you can get some washers and dryers and refrigerator. Circuit City was like a fucking full-ass warehouse that you went in, and they had everything. Like, I'm talking about, there was like a, it was like a Radio Shack combined with like every other electronics store you could think of, and then
Radio Shack wasn't really that big. Radio Shack was like a garage sale.
Yeah, but that's
for
what I'm
like
saying.
Old phones, like Nokias, and like.
That's what I'm saying.
Little like, phone covers and the chargers that everyone already had.
You could find that shit in Circuit City.
Or you could just go Amazon Prime now.
Circuit City kind of sounds like
the topic of this one seems to be nostalgia of the thing.
Circuit City.
Toys R Us. You guys
I don't
remember
know
Toys
about
Toys
R Us?
Oh, yes.
Do you know why they went under?
I don't know about you, but
I forgot, but
teeth,
it was some
corporate buyout.
I don't know about you, but with vaginas with teeth and fucking sex trafficking is not a nostalgia for me. I do not think
where
that
the,
is the,
we're talking
the topic.
Of, yeah, we're talking
we're
about
talking
Toys R Us.
You
like,
said the topic of the episode. And
I
was
no,
like,
I did not.
Not.
I said the topic
the
we're
episode.
In right now.
Did he just, like, lag out 10 minutes?
I think
like,
he did. This dude has, like, session. Poor connection right now.
What? I can't hear you. It's too loud over here.
He's like...
What is it called? The Matrix is breaking, or is that the Mandela effect? Or the same thing?
No, the Matrix and the Mandela effect are two different things.
Okay, just double checking.
Conspiracy theories.
He's lagging again. He lagged.
Not doing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You guys believe in the moon?
The you mean that big wheel of cheese?
That's just cardboard.
Don't get me started, man. Like, conspiracy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to die tonight.
I mean, we haven't said Hillary, so we should be fine.
Oh, you just did.
Oh!
Dude, on the November 1st, on that episode, for your last episode, we should just go all out.
Conspiracy. Oh, I'll just rip out.
Conspiracy,
oh,
man.
Dude, we could do... Mandela?
Just know you're probably going to die in boot camp at the end.
I'm so excited.
We could be the flat earthers. We could do the fucking, theories. Like, dude, there's so many.
I
like,
say, yeah, I
oh,
say we just
so
do
theories,
every, con- like, every conspiracy theory.
Okay. All right, well, guys, everyone. After November 1st, so you might not hear like ever hear from us again.
You won't hear from like me for like definitely like 6 months. So.
We start disappearing on you guys. You know that something, like, there's some truth in whatever we were saying.
Does October the 13th fall on a Friday? We can make that the Friday the 13th episode.
But that's got no okay. Friday the 13th on October
we gotta
has to
spooky.
Be a fucking horror story,
yeah,
dude.
Spooky
like
stuff.
That's gotta be it. Like,
I don't know about I mean, you, but dying from conspiracy theories is pretty spooky.
I don't know what's scary about that. Is
the 13th is on a Tuesday.
Ah! Yeah.
The 31st is on a Saturday, so we could.
Yeah, we could do it at Halloween.
But I thought you'd go trick or treating. I'm not going to lie. I like the candy.
I might actually, and y'all might be fucking interested.
Do you guys
there
have
is
costumes?
A place that I know that you can go and you
I'm going
pay
to the
money
spirit
as
store
a group,
soon.
And you can fucking load up on a bus with paintball guns and shoot fucking zombies.
That's cool.
That's cool, but I want candy.
I kind of want to shoot people.
I want candy. We'll go up to different places.
I got
places.
Some candy for you. I got some white chocolate bars.
Wait, are we going to do what we are we going to do what we talked about and all go naked on, you know, Halloween with Viagra and be like, trick
oh my God.
Are you trying to pull fucking
there,
an American Pie
on,
episode?
Is there still the hot college
no,
girls?
It was from our Would You Rather episode. Last episode we had a Would You Rather.
See, I wasn't
and
here for that. That just reminds me of the American Pie movie. Fucking one of the, not the mainstream story, but fucking one of the side stories was in college. And like,
wait, do we know
we
for
just got
a fact?
We just got to oil Bubby up for a little bit and went on Halloween
yeah,
night.
Yeah, never get a kid. Do we know for a fact?
Remind me to shave my asshole.
I don't want to, you know... There's two things. One, do the sorority girls still live next door to you?
Him, not me.
Oh, you? Okay, cool. And the second thing I was going to say, like, I don't want his parents to see me naked. I already got your parents seeing me naked.
That would be like, a really awkward conversation if we do have, like, a
That would be three groups thing. Of parents that have seen me naked.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Fucking all that shit. That was fucking hilarious.
Right now in Bobby's mind is five more people.
That I gave you?
Santa?
Santa Chad.
Yeah.
So I just want to do, I just want to do, like...
Honestly, like, just keep talking, whatever.
So, what's the scariest part about me being gone for 6 months after the conspiracy theory is you're not going to know if I'm okay for, like, half a year.
We're just going to randomly hear from you.
Well, I don't think your basic training is 6 months.
No, it's, so. I'm going straight to A school afterwards.
Yeah, but then you'll have your phone and everything, so we'll definitely be able to keep in touch.
Maybe I don't want to keep my phone on me.
If you don't do that, then I'm going to instantly start calling around.
Look, okay, no,
it's going to be like a Fort Hood.
I'm not even going to use your real name. I'm just going to call your chain of command and be like, hey, is Bobby there?
Oh, shit, someone's being killed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, wow. Intermission.
Yeah, intermission.
Mm. That Trump.
Somebody tweeted that Trump. Okay, so pick up back where we left off and everything. This guy's going to basic training and everything. And you know, me and Fro, so we had a little different experience and everything. Like, knowing where he's going.
Oh, we had a different experience.
Yeah, me and you had a different experience.
I was like,
he was going to have his phone with them. We were not allowed to.
We wrote letters.
No, we're not allowed to have our phone
anymore. We wrote letters like it was like back in the 1700s. Or if it was like a
Dear John bullshit. You're sitting there for like 3 weeks wondering if fucking your mail even fucking got through the system and everything. And all of a sudden,
it actually took me a whole month before I got a letter.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, no, dude. Like, one of my fucking
savings. Well, that's because you didn't write me.
No, it's because for some reason...
He's writing his ex.
Snail mail, man. Snail mail.
It's because for some reason, the letters never... for some reason, mine were never getting to my...
address?
Yeah. They were going to the mailboxes to the base. So they were just sitting there, collecting for the longest time.
Nice. That's fucked up.
That sucks, because I got care packages while I was in, dude. I remember getting like a box full of fucking protein bars, and they were like, all right, eat what you want. You can share what you... You know, share everything else. Dude, I remember fucking, like, it was protein bars. So, you know, protein bars
stock. The fattest shit.
No, I mean, like, protein bars were great because they were fucking, like, covered in chocolate, and you weren't allowed to have, like, any fucking
No, I'm
sweets.
Saying that you're gonna take the fattest shit.
No, dude, I fucking sat there, and I opened up the box, and you're like, eat what you want, and then fucking, you've got, like, you have, like, 10 minutes to eat what you want or get rid, or you have to throw it in the trash. So, like, for the first, like, 7 minutes, all I did was I unwrapped a bunch of them, and I was just shoving them motherfuckers in my mouth. I got, like, halfway through the box, and, like, the last 3 minutes, I was sitting there like, y'all gotta have the rest. Of course, I regretted it the next day, because protein, one, gives you really bad fucking farts. Okay? I nearly killed
protein
myself.
Shits.
I nearly protein killed shits. Myself just farting. And the other thing is, it stops your ass up. Like, literally stops your ass up. I didn't take a shit for, like, 4 fucking days. And when I did, dude, I swear to God, I lost, like, 30 fucking 5 pounds.
When I was there, somebody farted and the drill instructor smelled it. They'd be like, turn on the vacuum. They'd be like, turn on the vacuum, my sir. Yeah. And you would have to go like this.
Okay. How many times did you fuck with somebody else by like sticking your balls out?
Yeah, so like literally half my platoon would do that. So when they went to do their little hygiene check, when they did the hygiene check, like literally the back half of our platoon, left nut was popped out.
Yeah,
just to fuck. It was just to fuck with our drill instructors because they couldn't touch us or anything.
So middle of fucking like my training and everything, right? We had a new one come in. Our other one had to go in for like some training. We had a new one come in, and I remember. So like one of my drill instructors, he was like fucking probably like I don't know 4'5". He was Aztec, like legitimately like fucking he could trace his shit. He was Aztec, okay, and. This guy was like 4'5", like skinny as a fucking rail, and he was sitting there, and he told us like he's probably like the fucking 13s back in the day, all this other fucking shit, like had tattoos removed, whatever. Yeah, I mean, he was gangster as fuck, and he was the fucking guy who slayed the living dog shit out of us, day and night. Well, we had this new guy come in, and it's fucking. They're sitting there running around one night, right before fucking hygiene checks. We're all sitting there in our fucking whitey tidies, fucking standing there. They're running around, screaming, throwing a fucking fit and everything. The new guy comes up to fucking the guy who slid shit out of us, and he's like, "What do I do?" And the dude just like, and the fucking Aztec dude was like, "I don't know, just run around screaming." dude, like right fucking in front of me. I lost it. I fucking lost it right then and there. I could not stop from fucking laughing my goddamn ass off. Holy
How
shit,
How much trouble
dude.
Did you get in?
A lot. A lot. I paid for that shit. Frozo, you know what I'm talking about.
ITs.
Oh, dude.
After an IT, you always
quarter
need
deck, dude.
It looks like we're about to hit the red line.
So yeah, we got about 30 seconds, so we hit the red line.
Grizz, you were saying something about your drive up here.
No, that's not really. I mean, like, yeah, we're gonna do that,
yeah,
but like,
Grizz, on your drive up here, like, tell us about it.
We got 5 minutes. We're just gonna run out of time.
Yeah, we got some time. I can tell that story here in a little bit and everything.
Okay,
because
okay,
I mean, I think the audience would like agree with what's going on it. But we'll tell that towards the end.
I don't know.
Bit.
Our audience is very silent. They haven't been hitting us up on Twitter. So.
I mean,
wow, well, there's a negative. I still appreciate the fucking audience that we do have.
We bullshit between ourselves and everything, but guys, y'all are the crew. I mean, come on. I'm new to this and everything, but you are the guys that keep this
we
going.
We clearly
like,
do have audience.
Exciting. We need some ideas.
We need some comments.
We need some, like, views on this. So, like, tell your friends. Like, if you think this is some funny-ass shit, or we're just fucking stupid, either way, like...
Tell us that that's stupid, funny-ass shit, and share it with your friends.
There you go. I mean, come on, guys. Like,
we clearly have a fucking audience, so we can't say we don't. I mean, we've actually had people actually
stick with it,
so that's great.
I just want to know, like, how long.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how long too, but I don't know if we'll ever find out.
Like, how long of an episode have they watched for it to count before they're like, eh, fuck this or whatever.
Like, give us some commentary so we can, like, improve this. Like, you see something wrong, we don't know what's wrong. But, I mean, that's how things get better, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know. Unless you know
criticism?
We're like Star Wars and Disney
I don't know.
Listen to
anybody.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think any of us here are Disney.
Anybody
so,
have, like, a last-minute question thing that we could all answer? Like how we had the, like, last worst date slash sexual experience or whatever the fuck you had did the last episode? Anybody got one of those?
Almost exciting.
You missed out on the last one.
Oh
that was
did
cool.
I? I'm sorry, dude. Like, see,
yeah, no, it's
is
fine.
It
it's fine. It's not your
guy.
Fault. It was just, like, that's what came up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's just the timing of it all, you know?
Yeah.
So,
anyone got ideas?
Nope.
Ideas?
I bet I lost for words.
All
right. No, don't fucking stop it, you motherfucker. He still has his piece that he needs to fucking say. You almost fucked it up. You fucking piece of shit.
What's going on, man?
Let's see. Ideas. Oh, okay. You apparently all did, like, the worst date or sexual experience you had. What was the best one y'all had? You got, like, a few minutes to answer.
I don't think I said this last time, but I had a chick, like, chewing my dick.
That's pretty bad.
Damn, yeah.
I think that was the opposite of what Grizz asked.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Are you into that type of shit? Is that why you said that?
No,
like,
maybe. No. I got secondhand high, so
okay.
I was already kind
I
of out
the
of it.
Question, I'll answer the question. I don't mind it at all. I'll make it short and sweet. So I remember driving like an hour to go meet this chick and like lied her ass off about like what was going on and everything. Found out she was like staying with her grandparents and everything. So, sure enough, I'm in my old-ass car that squeaks and we fucking rock it. We end up banging, like, right in front of her grandparents' house in my fucking old-ass car. Well, she was a swallower. She liked that shit and everything. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
Swallow you wallow.
Yeah. So, fucking going to town, everything else, get ready. Dude, this girl latches on, and I've had my fair share of blowjobs and swallowers and everything else. This girl sucks the life out of me. I'm not lying when I'm fucking saying.
Not lifing you.
I'm not lifing you.
She did a Sindel
from
Mortal Kombat.
This girl sucked the life
out
of me. Like, no joke, for like 5 minutes straight. She latched on, and I just remember sitting in the back, just like, oh, no. I mean, it was just getting better and better. Like, it was all said and done. You know, she did a little fucking show with the shit, swallowed everything else, and I was just like, sat there for another 5 minutes.
I got this pop ring. Will you take it?
Yeah, sat there for another fucking 5 minutes, like trying to calm myself down and everything. And she's like, "You all right?" And I was like, "Yeah. I think I'm okay." She's like, "Good. I'm ready for a second round." I was like, "Motherfuck!" Like, shit. Okay, so I think you know. Just so you guys know, while I was driving up here and all, you know, fucking driving down the highway and everything, putting my Spotify on, jamming out some music and whatnot, I was sitting there, and music's playing, whatnot. And dude, Green Day came on, American Idiot, and I'm telling you, like, that song in itself, if you listen to the lyrics, okay, don't want to be an American Idiot, don't want to live in, you know, nation propaganda, like, that song straight up tells you, like, what the whole year of 2020 has been about. Like, all controversial ass shit that's been going on, everything that's been playing, like, the entire lyrics. I swear to God, Green Day, like, foretold how 2020 was going to go.
I just want a rim job.
You just want a rim job?
So, with that being fucking said, that's how we pretty much summed up this year of 2020. Go ahead and hit us up in the Twitter if you haven't, at Drunken Schmucks, on what sums up it for you.